It's all over, but the cry, and nobody's crying but me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podzilla 1985. It's a Blogzilla 1985 production. My name is Hunter Hendricks, here with your host, Shannon Young, and we're here to talk about what's on everybody's mind in the world of gaming right now, and that would be Fallout.
I thought you were going to say Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, it was close. That's why I drag out the F.
Oh.
FF7.
Yeah. And I want to say a special hello to all of the possible new listeners through Gaming Grounds, because we're going to post this bad boy on there, which means we're going to keep it clean.
That's right.
Zach Price is here with us, but he is not on a microphone because we are keeping it clean. Yeah,
he's
sitting next to us. Fallout 4. Man, we talked about it last week the wrestling show. We spent a good, 30 minutes of the wrestling show talking about Fallout?
Yeah, at least 15 of them.
And we thought, well, this is as good as it's going to get. They've showed the trailer.
Right.
But then E3 happened.
Oh, man.
And oh, man, before we get into Fallout, just as a general, what do you think of E3 so far?
E3 has been wild this year.
Insane.
I mean, and it feels like they almost know that they're making up for things. Because I honestly remember very little of what happened at E3 last year as far as specifics. I mean, after a console year, usually things kind of die down for a little bit. So we were anticipating that. But, and to be fair, there are some things that we've kind of glossed over this year that haven't happened. Sony's presentation, you know, on Monday night did not include anything about Kingdom Hearts 3. I was surprised.
Surprisingly, yeah. That's because they had to, like we said, Final Fantasy VII.
Sure.
They've been talking about that remake for 15 years now, I think.
Did you notice they never even used the name? The only word at the very end of it is just remake, and everyone knew instantly exactly what they were going for.
I could tell by the feel, tone of it.
Yeah.
And then once I saw Barrett's arm and Cloud's sword, I thought, here we go. I'd rather have 9 remade, but...
Barrett's been doing some P90X, hasn't he?
He's slimmed down
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, my God, if you go back to Final Fantasy VII, the original, his character was such a stereotype and offensive in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad to see that they've kind of... he kind of has that more of that Advent Children look.
Right, exactly.
Which is really,
well,
really cool.
Well, to be fair, if I remember correctly, the director, and for the life of me, I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head, the director of this game is the guy who directed Advent Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has a similar look.
Right,
yeah.
They're going to pull from the same
assets. Are you a Final Fantasy fan?
I am, absolutely.
Did you watch Advent Children?
I did not. Believe it or not, I worked at GameStop at the time it came out, never got around to watching it.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good, but it was gorgeous, yeah. I would love to have done an E3 show with you.
Sure.
I would love to do that, but with Nintendo still, you know, what is it? This is Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It's
Nintendo's
Tuesday morning.
Still about half an hour away from their direct presentation.
Yeah,
so
we don't want to skip over them because I think they'll have some good stuff. Last year, I thought Nintendo won E3.
Oh, absolutely.
Hands down.
Yeah.
The stuff that they showed off was incredible.
And when you're revealing Smash Brothers, you kind of have that coming too.
Yeah.
To be fair, as I mentioned before we came on, I kind of thought Nintendo was already done. I forgot they had a presentation coming out because they released so much about Smash Brothers over the weekend and already released some things to the game. Ryu from Street Fighter is already available.
Yeah.
Lucas from Mother and who am I missing?
Roy from Fire Emblem.
Already
another,
available.
Oh, don't get me started. Another Fire Emblem character. I absolutely despise it. But, you know, I wonder, did they release those characters because they were going to release them, or did they release them because of the leaked
leak
info? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with the latter.
Yeah, me too. It seems odd that they leaked this info, and then 2 days later, it's like, oh, the character's available now.
There it is.
That's not Nintendo style.
Right.
You know, definitely not.
Yeah.
But here, you know, aside from E3, which is incredible, and we're going to talk about that later this week on Podzilla, so look forward to that, we're talking about one specific game.
Oh.
Which is the game. My most excited. I'm so excited for this game.
South Park the Fractured But Whole, right? Okay, no, maybe not.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Oh, my God.
I kind of can't believe you talked
about
that. Zach, are you a South Park fan?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, we're going to turn you on real quick.
There you are.
Am I hot? Am I on?
You're in.
Oh,
well, okay. Those are two different questions.
are you a South Park fan?
No.
Okay.
All right, turn it back off. Only one. All right, we're back out of there. Okay. Right.
Wait, anyway. What do you mean the only one? I don't like South Park either.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm the only one who does.
Oh, okay. About to say. Yeah, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted.
No, it's not. South Park is exciting to me, but we're here to talk about Fallout.
We're going to talk about the best RPG coming out this year. The biggest game. The game that everyone says is going to give Witcher 3 a run for the money on Game of the Year.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to take Witcher out back and shoot it like old Yeller. Fallout 4.
Fallout 4.
When we did the wrestling show, we did the intro with the Fallout thing, and you had the Ron Perlman voice going. Now that E3 has shown it, I'm so excited. A lot of stuff to go over of what we know so far.
Right. Well, let's be clear, too. This is the first time Bethesda has ever presented at E3.
Yeah.
Which was impressive in and of its own right. They had their big presentation on Sunday night, and they revealed a lot of stuff from Doom 4 and what they're doing with that to Dishonored 2. But then Fallout, of course, closed it out. And, I mean, it wasn't, like you mentioned earlier, we got a trailer couple of weeks ago, which was exciting.
Thought that was the best it was going to get.
That was as good as we were going to get, and we weren't going to hear anything for a while other than a few new details at E3. There were rumors of a release date. We didn't really know what we were going to get, and then, man, they just blew it out of the water.
Oh,
it
yeah.
wasn't even just Fallout 4, just the Fallout world in general. Shelter, of course, has already been released,
which by the way,
is great.
Well, it's not released on Android.
Oh, well, that's true. That's
so guess
true.
Who ain't playing it right now as much as he yeah. wants to.
To be fair, I haven't gotten around to it either. But it looks great, and I've talked to a couple of people who have been enjoying it. It's very much of a, Tiny Tower?
Yeah.
It's a lot like Tiny Tower, basically.
I was going to get it for Lindsay, because Lindsay's a huge Tiny Tower fan.
Mm-hmm.
She's never played Fallout, clearly. But I thought, well, I'll get her this, and maybe we can share my love of Fallout.
Right.
But it ain't on Android. She has an iPad, but it's an iPad 1.
Oh, no.
That it can't even, I don't think that thing can run like solitaire at this point.
Yeah, I'm not
sure
what you can do with an iPad 1.
No.
You got a ceiling tile missing. It'll probably fit up
there. You can put
it
up there, yeah. But you did mention this, so I got to ask you before we jump into Fallout.
Yeah.
I keep doing this, but I got to know. What'd you think of Doom?
You know, here's the thing about Doom. I didn't play a lot when I, because it was mostly PC, obviously. And
right.
in the mid-90s, I've never really been a PC gamer, to be fair. So I really didn't have the Doom experience that a lot of people did. I didn't really play Doom until Doom 3 on the original Xbox. And I enjoyed it, but it always just kind of slipped off to the side for me. I will say watching the presentation on Sunday was a lot of fun, and it looks like a blast. But at the same time, my wife said it before I could. She summed it up perfectly. She goes, this looks like a perfect rental game. This
really?
Looks like the perfect game I would pick up, play for a day or two, probably finish the story in that time, and never play again. Because to be fair, we're not big multiplayer gamers.
Right.
So if you're playing just for the story and it's something that you can plow through in a weekend.
I don't even think the multiplayer on this game is going to be that great. I'll say it now. In comparison to established games like Call of Duty,
Halo,
right. or even Destiny, Titanfall,
sure.
Splatoon.
Yeah.
I don't think Doom has a place anymore
in
the multiplayer genre.
Well, it looked like a Halo clone, to be fair. I mean, the multiplayer looks a lot like that already.
It doesn't have the feel that Doom used to have.
Mm-mm.
Everyone said they loved the first Dooms because they were just, crazy, insane, gun every demon down you see.
Right.
And then 3 put it in much more of a horror survival element where you got the flashlight or your pistol. Pick
mm-hmm.
one,
Yeah.
And this one's kind of going back to the roots of blow everything away.
Right.
But at this point in time, I think that is past. That style is no longer... It's like
it's
Duke
not
Nukem
shocking.
Forever.
Yeah. Right. You can't release the original Mortal Kombat now and get the same reaction that you did then. Same kind of goes for... And again, you're not releasing the original Doom, but again, like you said, they're going back to that style.
Yeah.
And they added the sort of fatality moves that are supposed to be super gory, and a couple of them are.
Yeah,
but
they were okay, but I mean...
It's fairly tame.
Yeah.
I mean...
Compared to the original Doom, because the original Doom was infamous because of its nature and how new it was.
Right.
Doom 3... It was an evolution of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
It was still satanic. It still had the crazy elements to it.
Sure, but...
This one just feels like space shooter number 740.
We've taken a step back. We've gone backwards. And I get that as a kind of a sidebar, but an attachment to that. I get that Doom kind of originated and made popular the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
But first of all, how many more convoluted ways can we shoehorn a chainsaw into the game? And secondly, I know that, the fatalities were super intense. Oh, you chainsaw a guy in half. And meanwhile, I feel like Gears of War is in the corner going, hi.
Hey.
Been doing that for a few years now.
Well, speaking of which, they announced Gears 4.
I know. I still haven't watched the trailer for that, though. And it's funny that we're talking about Doom 3. I've read just sort of some little bits and pieces on the announcement for Gears. But it's funny that you're talking about Doom 3 kind of taking that series and moving it into a...
horror survival.
Yeah, right. And Gears 4 kind of appears to be that way from what I've seen so far, which is interesting. That they're going to maybe have a little bit of a different a tone to it.
I want them so bad.
I want them badly.
I want them so bad, but not as badly as I want Fallout 4.
That's right.
So let's dive into this. Fallout 4. They had the big presentation.
Yes.
Blew me away.
It was awesome.
It was 3 in the morning. I'm sitting there. I know I need to go to sleep because I have to be at work at Gaming Grounds in the morning.
Right.
709 Broadway.
For all your gaming needs.
And all your gaming needs. There's one in Jackson, too. 131 West Main Street. Hello, Lonnie. But I stayed up way too late watching it, but I couldn't stop. Every little thing they talked about, I had an interest in. Let's talk about what we know.
Sure.
It's set in Boston.
Right.
Starts out before the war.
Which we had guessed from the trailer, but it wasn't immediately clear until you watched it a couple of times and go, oh, there's some Boston landmarks. Got it. Makes sense.
Including the...
Fenway Park.
The Fenway Park that Paul Revere
statue.
About.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a name for that thing. And then there's a ship. Was it the SS Constitution was in there, I think. So.
It looked awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It looked awesome. What's interesting about it to me is that it actually takes place before the war. This is the first Fallout where you play before the bombs drop.
Exactly.
Just right from the bat, the character creation, incredible.
Man.
Because
yeah.
every Fallout game has had some convoluted, well, at least three in Vegas, some convoluted way to get you to make your character.
Right.
I think in three was kind of cool because you were a baby.
Sure.
You picked your character's look and then you grew up.
Yeah.
Four, you got shot in the face and you had to do reconstruction.
Start all over.
Yeah. But this one, you're just in the mirror in the morning and you decide how you want to look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's great.
It's very cool.
One of the things that I like that they pointed out in the process of that, too, is that sliders are basically gone.
Right.
You point to the part of the face that you want to change, you change it right then and there.
It's very Sims-like.
Yeah.
It's what it reminded me of with
The
Sims.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not only that, but I want to mention one thing that I've never been happy with in the Fallout game series was the character looks.
Right.
I always thought that the graphics were terrible for characters. Mm-hmm. They looked awful. That's why I love PC, because you could get mods to make the characters more attractive.
Sure.
But this one, they look great.
Yeah,
the characters
they really
look
do.
Fantastic.
And another little surprise, maybe not too much of a surprise, but something that was confirmed and relieved a lot of people, I think, in the process, was that as you're looking in the mirror and you're playing, by default, the male character,
right.
the female character's behind you, you can switch the two of them.
Yes.
And whichever you leave the mirror from, that's who you play. So you will be able to choose male or female
in
the game.
I'm so happy about that, because there was a big Reddit thing
right.
where this person leaked, quote-unquote, info for Fallout and said that you can only play male. And this pretty much confirmed that everything that she said was BS.
Sure. I get that they were concerned, or the legitimacy was lent to that, to the idea that the character is fully voiced,
right.
which I'm sure is something we want to talk about, too.
Yes.
For the first time in the franchise, and they were concerned that, well, maybe they weren't able to get enough, you know, coding space to put in voices for both male and female characters.
Right.
But there's so many games that already do that. I mean, Dragon Age Inquisition lets you pick from two male voices and two female voices,
right.
and I'm sure it has a similar level of dialogue.
Mass Effect.
Sure.
Male,
yeah.
female. Yeah. So I think it's ridiculous whenever these games come out for newer generation consoles
right.
and have more limitations than the older generation.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we're all wrestling fans, so WWE 2K15 on the Xbox One PS4 looked amazing.
Sure.
But how much did they take out versus the old game?
Just to make it work.
Just to make it work. So
yeah.
I'm glad Fallout 4 did not fall into that trap. And the amount of cheers when they announced, and I think it's almost sexist in a way, but when they said, oh, and by the way, you can play as a female, everybody's like, yeah! You know? It's like, you shouldn't even have to announce that. That
right.
should just be whatever.
Well, to be fair, maybe they were just on the same track. We've seen this Reddit thread, like you were talking about. It was making its way around the internet like wildfire.
Yeah.
And it was a way of putting that down without, not really a confirmation so much as a, hey, by the way, don't worry about that.
Don't listen to
what
she said.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She got a couple facts right, but I mean, that was
right.
That was guessing.
Yeah.
That was like a psychic telling you about your family.
Yeah,
you know?
I started to say, you throw enough
cold
stones,
readings.
Eventually you're going to hit where you want to hit.
Right.
So.
I do like the fact that you can customize both characters,
oh,
so
yeah.
you can decide whether you want to play male or female, but like you said, until you leave,
right.
you're not locked into any one. So I can look at both and say, okay, which one do I want to play as?
Right, exactly.
Whereas before, you would have to go into one or the other, and then you'd lose your progress for one if you did the other.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man, the way they're doing it is just
customization
fantastic.
is the word of the day for Fallout 4. And, I mean, there's lots more to get to as we go along here, but I'll let you – I know you got a track to work with.
I brought back the list.
I love the list.
Haven't had the list for a while.
The list
back
makes
the list.
It much easier.
But, no, actually, that is exactly what I was going to go into. I just wanted to – again, stress how important I think it is that this starts before the war.
Right.
Because it also takes place 200 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you wonder, how did this guy, before the war,
right.
now 200 years later, he's back?
Well, I mentioned, as
you called
mentioned
it,
earlier,
I think,
on the original podcast where we talked about this, it was a wrestling podcast, but at the beginning we did talk about Fallout 4, and I had mentioned that there was a bit of a rumor that was sort of how it takes place. So, I mean, my money's on cryogenics. It seems to be the most obvious.
Yeah.
That's your Vault 111 a theme, I guess, for lack of a better term, is
right.
that perhaps they were working with the possibility of, let's just keep them in suspended animation. But they did also mention that you are the sole survivor
right.
of Vault 111. So obviously something went wrong along the way, which is,
well,
at this point, par for the course when it comes to the vaults.
But I've got to wonder, like, when does something go wrong? Because if you watch that,
right.
that presentation they had, at the end, they're all standing on top of the vault
mm-hmm.
when the bomb drops.
Right.
So does everybody die then, and you were just the only one that happens to get down there and away?
Right.
Or, you know, what happens.
Things
I'm curious.
Go wrong once you get inside, but you're the only one who manages to survive.
Because, you know, the vaults, they're more or less experimentation.
Oh, yeah, social experiments.
Yeah, and it's not a good place to be, despite what that gentleman in the hat would made you believe. But that moves me right into what you were just talking about, customizable bases.
Oh, man.
You can customize everything in this game.
And it's so cool. It's not just the fact that you can customize, it's that the system looks like it's really intuitive.
Right.
You can break down stuff in the environment to build up your own base. And it's not just a little home that sits there and nothing happens. You can build defenses. You can build electrical grids. You can just kind of go crazy with it. And I will say, again, as kind of a sidebar but an attachment to that, as we're watching it, my wife goes, I don't want to do that. I don't want to mess with that.
What?
And I get it. I get it. To be
too
fair,
much.
I can understand that there are some people. I mean, you know, hell, the first time I played GTA 5, I was overwhelmed. Sometimes I get a little bit overwhelmed with games that are way too open world.
Oh, yeah,
and they give you too much to do. Yeah. And I can see where this would be the kind of thing that's not necessarily daunting. Not that you can't handle it, but you just don't want to. I just want to play the game. Can I just play the game? And they made a point several times to say in that presentation, Todd Howard, if I remember correctly, was at the head of that, to say that customizable bases and some of the other things are just optional. You can do it. Feel free to do it if you want. You don't have to.
Right.
But I think that's great. I think that it's great that they not only give you options or what to do when it comes to customizing, but whether you want to fool with it or not. If you just want to play the game, just play the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like
totally understandable.
Witcher 3 has a card system.
Right.
The Gwent system.
Sure.
Which Bob, my roommate, does quite a bit, but you don't have to. He told me, he said he's the only one he knows that actually uses that system. I want to do the customizable bases because it looks awesome.
I'm pretty interested in it, I will say. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. I don't want to spend all my time doing that because I can see myself doing that. I have an addictive personality
that. Oh, yeah, same.
But at the same time, I do want to try it out. I want to have something of my own out there.
I want to have everything perfect. Like, if you ever see me, like, create a wrestler on WWE, has to be 100% exactly to my liking.
Yep.
So I could see myself wasting a million hours in this.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited about it. Not only can you customize the bases, you can also customize weapons.
I'm so much more excited about this.
It's like Dead Rising in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can put stuff together. You can break stuff down.
Yep.
I can't imagine. I saw in the preview, the guy shot a guy in the head with a teddy bear and blew his head off. Stephen Bright's going to be excited about that one.
One thing I really like about that, too, is that, again, something they made a point to mention during the presentation is that the Fallout series, especially 3 and New Vegas, are notorious for having tons of things in the environment, most of which do next to nothing.
Nothing.
You can't really do anything with them.
Or put them in your wherever house you happen to have.
Right, if you have a little launcher like you're talking about, they have the new version of where it throws the teddy bears. They have those launchers that would throw random items, and that's whatever, but nobody's going to carry that crap around. They made a point several times to say everything in the environment has a purpose now.
Right.
You can break it down to use toward building weapons. Maybe it works toward your armor. It does something. Anything you can pick up is worth something somewhere to somebody.
Everything is salvageable.
Right, exactly.
Everything has a point. There's no wasted opportunity in this game, and that's what I'm so excited about. It seems like they took everything that you could ever want for Fallout and pushed it into this game, including, and this one was real big for us because we are PC players.
Yes.
And when I bought Fallout 3 originally, years ago, when I worked at GameStop, actually, when we're plugging GameStop for whatever reason.
Power to the players?
Yeah.
I feel dirty.
I do too. But when I bought Fallout 3, I bought it on Xbox 360 originally.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it for about 3 hours and traded it in because I was like, well, this is good, but it's not what I expected.
Yeah.
Then I got the PC version, and I got into modding.
Yeah.
You know, PC modding, downloading new stuff for the game. I had, in my game, I mean, there were Terminators roaming the countryside. I had the sword from Highlander.
Right.
You know, it was so customized to my liking. And they announced, and I have no idea how they're going to do this. I don't know if you heard about this.
Yes.
The PS4 and Xbox One versions will share the same mods as the PC version.
Right. Now, again,
which
like
is
you said,
incredible.
They're not really releasing much in the way of details, kind of like the backwards compatibility for the 360 games.
That's
another
baby
thing that, oh man, let's not even get off on that.
Salivating.
Tangent. But they're not really explaining exactly how that's going to work yet. I mean, the only thing that we can assume in advance is there's going to be some kind of limitation, you have to imagine, because this console can only handle so much.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I've seen some of the mods that they've released for those Fallout games, and
and
they ain't going on Xbox and PlayStation,
right.
I can
there's
promise
no
you that.
Way.
Yeah.
No.
But there are some things that I'm excited about, because like new weapons, new armor, the stuff these guys customize on the Nexus and now on the Steam Workshop, it's incredible. Like, it looks as good, if not better, than the stuff that the people that made the game actually put into it.
And some people go so far with it, you're not always going to be waiting on Bethesda now to create expansions. Some people will make full-blown expansions for the game with new enemies, new weapons, new storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a blast.
And patches, too. When I bought New Vegas for PC when it came out, it was horribly glitched.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. and someone actually
it still is. I can pretty much guarantee.
Or it still is, yeah. But someone actually made a patch for it that fixed most of them.
Yeah,
and I could play it no problem.
Which is great.
Which is great.
It's just awesome.
I think there are some people that have actually been hired by Bethesda because of their work in the modding community. Mm-hmm. I know of at least one person that got hired just because he was a great modder.
Right.
You know, and that's incredible. That's insane.
Can we talk about the dog? I want to talk about the dog. Can we talk about the dog?
My favorite part of the trailer, in the wasteland, you have this rabid mutated probably dog.
Right.
He's running around. He's starving to death.
Yeah.
Here comes some random guy who says, hey, you want to come with me? Instant best friend.
He's in.
That is how good dogs are, man.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Let's talk about the dog.
Let's talk about the dog. I'm so excited about it. First of all, I pretty much guarantee not dog meat at this point, although he looks a lot like him. But, hey, there's
other dogs.
Yeah. What is he?
Just one dog in the
wasteland or something? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're all over the place. But it's not just a regular companion that just follows you around and attacks enemies at this point. You can issue commands. And not only can you just tell it, go there, sit here, it can retrieve items for you.
Which I can see that coming into play if I see a group of like super mutants or something.
Right.
Either I can go over there and grab that, or I can send Mr. Puppy in there.
Right.
Go get him, Mr.
Grab
Puppy,
and bring it this way.
Yeah. They won't even notice you.
My wife instantly, as soon as they showed the dog, goes or showed the commands that you can issue, goes, can I tell him to stay somewhere so that he never dies? And then immediately they issued a stay command, and I'm like, yes, apparently you can do so, which is not a bad idea sometimes. But yeah, I mean, it's just. It's so intuitive and so many, again, options. We're back to the idea of them just including so many different things that you can do now.
Right.
So instead of just having a random follower, they can do things for you. They can be a part of the game
and
almost feel like another player.
Yeah, because they're not just, like, with older companions, they don't just follow you around and shoot at things you shoot at.
Right.
These actually respond, and I wonder if they're going to have the same thing for human companions.
Yeah, you have to imagine to some degree.
Okay, go there, do this, you know, that type of stuff. Because the companion system was one of my favorite parts of New Vegas, especially.
Right.
3, not so much, but I had an incident in 3 where my companion opened up a Deathclaw cage by accident. I never forgave him for it. I think he died, actually.
Probably.
Yeah. Speaking of Deathclaws, did you see the Deathclaw?
Oh, man.
Holy crap.
Good night.
That thing is
terrifying. Did you see the giant mosquitoes? Can we talk about the blood bugs?
That was also a nightmare.
Yeah. Man. And I realize that they're probably going to be the bloat flies of this particular game, but I can't stand
it.
It's
if
so
I remember
gross.
The bloat flies, all they would do is just throw things at you.
That's true.
These things actually attach to you and start sucking blood out of you.
Yeah, right out of your chest from the looks of things. They just stab right down the center there.
Thank God they're keeping the nightmare alive of what it would be like if you lived in this this world there. I wanted to give you news,
ooh,
actually breaking news,
yes,
that Lonnie
let
me know
that
he secured your Pip-Boy edition.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Can we talk about
about the Pip-Boy edition,
because
that thing is insane looking.
It's
the greatest collector's edition I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they had it to show off right then and there, the actual wearable Pip-Boy. It's a plastic deal, don't get me wrong, but has space for your phone.
Yeah.
You can actually put it has a little foam insert, so no matter what kind of smartphone you have, it should fit in there. That's kind of what they were describing on the post show. There's going to be an app that you can download, whether or not you have the Pip-Boy, obviously. I'm sure you can get that on your phone. And it's a bit of a vitals tracker and allows you to do some stuff in the game while you're playing.
Right.
So not only does it look cool, but it's functional. It actually serves a purpose. Again, granted, it's just to hold your phone. But
But in a world of collector's editions being cool but useless. Like,
right.
The Elder Scrolls Online just came out.
Uh-huh.
And that big collector's edition, the Imperial Edition, looked amazing.
Right.
But you got a statue in an art book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
It's every Batman collector's edition.
Every Batman
done.
Collector's
every
edition.
Whatever.
Mortal Kombat,
yep.
What have you. It's always a statue. And statues are fine. But this thing actually has functionality.
Yeah.
You can wear it. I can feel like I'm a real... Well, I can't because I have these giant arms. But
functionality in the game, too.
Yeah.
Let's point that out. Because to be fair, the Call of Duty series has been pretty good about giving you things to do, but mostly it's just like creeping on your neighbor with night vision goggles.
Oh, yeah.
Or
night vision
flying
goggles.
A drone over their house or something.
I'm pretty sure someone's going to get taken in by the NSA at some point.
That's a bad
for that
idea.
Stuff. Yeah. But the Pip-Boy, I
oh, man. I'm
and
so excited.
The biggest news, the best news about it is we don't have to wait.
Yes.
It's, well, we have to wait, but not that long.
Not too long.
Coming out in November.
November 10th.
And, man, it almost feels like they've rushed this thing.
Uh-huh.
Because here's the reveal trailer a week ago.
Here it is.
Here's the actual gameplay. We'll see in, what, 5 months?
But I was thinking the same thing. And to be fair, they showed so much about it from, and there are some things we've glossed over here from the Pip-Boy in the game having playable old arcade games on it.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah.
And, you know, the fact that you can actually tweak it and mess with your weapons and everything directly from it. But also, you know, flyable vehicles that you can control a vertibird now.
Yeah, when I saw that and you're on the gun and you're flying around it,
man.
I thought, man, they've really just thrown everything into this game.
And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, man, they've shown us so much. Customizable armor, we didn't even mention, you know, the power armor, you can customize that too, not just the weapons. But they've shown so much. Then when they revealed the date, and I thought the same as you, man, surely they're not rushing this. We're probably going to get it pushed back, and it might still get pushed back a little bit, to be fair. I hope it doesn't.
God, I hope not.
But I realized kind of at the same time those two things were counterintuitive to each other. They've shown us so much. Of course it's ready to go. Yeah. They've just been very, very good about keeping things under wraps. And Todd even said that on the show about specifically Fallout Shelter. He said nobody even knew this thing exists, and it's out today.
Right.
It's ready to go. Go on the App Store.
Unless you have Android.
Well, yeah.
Like me. But they've been making this thing since the, New Vegas came out,
yeah,
I believe, which was 2008?
I thought it was 9. 9 or 10.
10 maybe, yeah.
So 4 or 5 years.
At least 4 or 5 years. This thing's been in development. And since the PS4 and Xbox One has only been around for, a year now, maybe 2 years?
Yeah, not crazy.
So they started working on this before the game, the system was even... 3 years before the system was even out. So it makes you wonder how much of the technology did they have to work with at the time? Did they get a dev kit? You know, did they say, here you go?
The dev kit was just a couple of boxes of circuit boards and cram these in a 360 or a PS3 and go
throw these, throw these in an old vacuum and see what happens. There is no Wii U edition.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course there's not.
Ah, get out of here, Nintendo.
Jeez.
Go back to your Mario's.
That Wii U pad won't fit in the Pit Boy. What are we going to do with that?
Although, I can make my own Pit Boy. I'll just take some Velcro, put it on the game pad, and strap it to my wrist,
It'll
man.
It'll be perfect. Perfect size.
November 10th is the release
November
date.
November
10th. And the day cannot come fast enough. In fact, November is just going to be insane for video games, because I think the new wrestling comes out in October, which Zach's shaking his fist in happiness right now, and I'm really hoping that that game is good.
Get him back on track.
Yeah, 15 was good, but not great, only because of the limitations. The game was fun, but the limitations drove me crazy.
Well, the good thing, and I was thinking about this just as a sidebar about wrestling while we're talking about it, is that we really haven't had a lot of shakeups on the roster this year. In the past, it seems like every time you get
Someone's gone.
You know, in this case, it looks like most people are still pretty much in the same place where they were, in a good way.
I would say for once we're happy about how stagnant the WWE is. Yeah.
At least the game will be accurate for
the game will be accurate. No big star just up and quit like they did, you know, with Punk last year. They couldn't scan his face in.
There's no way.
In a bad way, exactly. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. In a way that, like, I wanted Punk in the game.
Right.
And I remember thinking, they're releasing it. Is Punk going to be in it?
Right.
And when they said he was, he actually looked really good, too. So the face scanning, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It ain't no Fallout 4.
That's right.
It ain't Fallout 4.
Where you create your own face.
Oh, I'm so excited. November 10th is the release date. I got to plug it. We are taking pre-orders at Gaming Grounds.
That's
We are going to put this on Gaming Grounds.
Yeah.
This is an introduction to the Gaming Grounds people to our show.
Right.
We kept it clean.
That's right.
I'm so happy. I'm proud of us.
To be fair, too, we don't know the price. I'm sure the game itself will be $60.
$60.
The collector's edition, we don't know. You guys are doing, $25 down for those? Because that's what I did yesterday.
I don't know if we can, if $120, I believe, is the official price.
Okay.
$120 is the official price, but I don't think we can take pre-orders on it already. From what I understand, from what Lonnie was telling me, and I need to check with
John
at the store we shall not name anymore to see if they're even doing pre-orders on it, but I think that thing is going to be gone.
It's
so if you guys
quick.
Are listening to this and you want to get that Pit-Boy edition, if you can get it now, wherever you can get it, get
it. Do it.
Regular editions, we are taking pre-orders on. Of course, you can trade in toward it.
Right.
A lot of good stuff going on there, and we're excited about Fallout 4. We'll talk about it again in the future. But until then, I think we should wrap this up.
I think it's a good time.
Tell everybody, get excited about Fallout 4. We're going to watch the rest of E3, and we're going to talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't think Tanner's going to be down, so Tanner Thursday may just be E-Thursday.
Tannerless Thursday.
Tannerless E3 Thursday or whatever. We got Mahoney Mondays coming up starting next week.
Hey, I got to talk to you about a wrestling belt, by the way, when we're done here.
So. Oh, let's not even joke about that. Hunter, thanks for appearing on a non-wrestling show for once.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about it. And thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next one, which will be whatever. I don't know. I really don't plan these things out very well.
So. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. Pay attention. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you on the next one.